Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director for BNI the Heartland. And with me today, I have the Executive Director, International Speaker, Vince Vignieri. How are you today, Vince?
I'm well, Brandon. Good to see you.
You may know an additional to his title here. And Vince, you've talked in two different places at this point, or you will in two different places?
I've spoken in Brazil at their first international, their first national conference. I've trained in India, and I will be training in Mexico at their national conference.
And we just don't realize the great things you do because you're very humble about them, I must say. So we want to recognize you for that, and we're very privileged to have that experience coming to BNI Heartland. So this is a podcast that I am very, very excited about. It's a topic that I think has always been in the back of my mind. I visit many chapters. I get to see many presentations. And there's one thing that I think can have a shock value, and I think does have a shock value, but that would be swearing, using cuss words, using foul language when presenting in a BNI chapter. And I'm going to have Vince kind of dig into what our underlying focus is going to be, and then I'm going to kind of touch on swearing in general. I've done some education behind it, and then we're going to tie it all together on how this can benefit you in your chapter personally. So Vince, why don't you kind of dig into the underlying tone that we're going to focus on for the podcast?
Perfect. That sounds great. And you know, as Brandon mentioned, this podcast is really focused on swearing, but because it's also a BNI topic, if you will, we want to start by first, I guess, an admission. I mean, we all do it. Purposeful or accidentally, it happens in language. And sometimes it's not the actual word itself that you use. It's a different word, a slang word, to hide the word that you're actually meaning to use. But I think what's really important here is to remember, in a BNI chapter, we talk a lot about the VCP process: visibility, credibility, and profitability. And if you remember, that is a continuum. So you have to move your way through visibility, through credibility, into profitability. So, you know, building visibility is fairly obvious. You've got to be in attendance at your meeting, you know, you've got to do one-to-ones, things like that. And over time, you're going to have the opportunity to build credibility. And if you think back to your member success program training that you attended, we talk about specifically the referral confidence curve and how you need to build that trust. You need to get to the trust point at time sooner, quicker. And you do that through the use of one-to-ones. You do that by going through visibility and into credibility. And when you have that credibility, you become profitable. So what's my point here? Well, you can go backwards on the referral confidence curve. And I think it's sometimes assumed that someone who uses a foul term, language, cuss word, swearing, whatever you want to call it, is automatically going to go backwards on the credibility, in credibility, ultimately backwards on the referral confidence curve. And I think coming into this podcast, Brandon and I discussed that we both felt that way. Mm-hmm. And I will say, we still do feel that way within a BNI chapter, but some of the education and things that we've done to prepare for this podcast opened our eyes to a little bit different a different reason as to why and how people use that language. So I'm going to hand the mic back over to Brandon to discuss a little bit of the education that we've gone through, and then we'll tie it all together back into BNI at the end.
So the podcast, and one thing that we should always do is promote podcasting in general. It's a fantastic way to get your message out there. One reason we do this is it's a great way for Vince and I to connect with our members and other members. I've learned we have people beyond BNI Heartland region that do listen to our podcast. So Stuff You Should Know is produced kind of sub through NPR, and there's two guys that run that, and they had a specific one on swearing. And when I listened to it, I really thought it was going to dig in on the education, the history of swearing, and so on, and it touched on that. But here's a couple of factors that I remember that really changed my opinion on coming into recording this podcast. Number one, a swear word or a curse word, it's really not a word in the language. It's more like a or a grunt, but we've put letters into it. So if you think about it, when you hit your thumb with a hammer, you don't usually say, "Oh, ducklings." You use a more predominant word, which, by the way, we are not going to swear on our podcast about swearing, just to be clear. So when you use those words, the reason it impacts people differently emotionally and mentally is because it's not just a normal word. It's a word that has a meaning behind it. But what I find interesting on that is they threw a couple swear words out in a foreign language, and I had none of those mental, emotional feelings towards it because I don't understand that word in that language. But then on the flip side of that, they did point out when we learn a foreign language, especially if you're learning it not in a classroom setting, you usually learn the bad words first.
Yeah, you usually learn the slang or yep. the cuss or the emphatic words that we now use today as cuss words. You usually use those or learn those first when learning a foreign language. It was a very interesting listen.
So with that being said, we're not saying that if you swear, you are a specific kind of person. They did a survey and it used to be very much, you know, if you use foul language, you didn't have the education of a wide variety of words, when it's actually exact opposite.
It was the exact opposite. You were actually, believe it or not, better educated, more well-educated. Now, again, we're not saying go out and cuss and make yourself seem more educated. But again, I also, as Brandon said, promote other podcasts. Go listen to the Stuff You Should Know podcast. Search for it. Subscribe to it. Some very, very unique listenings, unique podcasts, but a very good listen.
So that's what changed my mind a lot on going into this podcast. Now, we want to tie this into at a BNI chapter. And a couple times that it stood out to me, I've heard swear words at a chapter meeting. And there are certain cultures in different chapters where it's not really frowned upon, but you never know really who's in your room, be it a visitor, director, your current members. You never know how they're going to have that emotional feeling towards that language. And that's why you do want to be careful when you're using that language. It doesn't make you a bad person. It might make you stand out a little, negative or positive, probably more negative than positive. And it's mainly because you don't know how people are going to react to using that kind of language. Plus, I think there's a bigger challenge to not using that language and still getting that emotional feeling through. My wife, she loves comics that don't use foul language, and they're usually pretty funny. Jim Gaffigan, for example, he doesn't really swear, and he's one of the funniest comedians I know. But it's a challenge to do that. Most comedians will throw in those swear words because, once again, that emotional feeling, you get a bigger impact with that language.
Now, Brandon, your yes. wife's not here to defend herself, so just nope. to be clear, she never cusses?
Oh, she does cuss from time to time.
Okay.
Yes.
I wanted to be clear there.
She likes the comedians that don't. She feels that there's a lot more creativity into their stand-up, by all means.
Well, and I think it goes back to knowing your audience. There's a certain type of follower in this example, comedians, that you have. And they know who's going to be in their audience. The audience knows what they're going to get, and that's powerful to both sides of that equation. In your BNI chapter, you know your member audience.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always know your visitor or sub audience. So your shock value, your I guess the memorable nature of whatever language or word that you use might be okay to your chapter members, but it very well may not be to a visitor or a sub. And even though it might be okay to most of your members, it's that other percentage, that say 20%, 10%, 1% of your membership, if it's not okay to them, it's going to leave a lasting negative credibility mark mm-hmm. to you, on you, with you. So,
and if you get, if you lose the credibility with a member that you have a referral to, you may hesitate to pass that referral.
Again, you know, when you pass a referral, you're risking your reputation. And when your fellow member hears that and knows that a referral they're going to pass you would be offended by that, they're probably not going to pass you that referral anymore. And they may stop passing you referrals altogether.
Right. Right.
May.
Right. Now, do realize, once again, we are not saying that we are the all and mighty and we know everything, but I just know how I felt when I would hear swear words from time to time. And there's certain words that I guess probably didn't catch my attention as much being said in a meeting, but those words that had that impact kind of stopped the chapter for, you know, a brief second, or even got a laugh out of everybody. That's the words that I feel you need to be careful with. And like Vince said, it's because you don't know who's in your audience when you're saying those.
Brandon, I'm entering my 19th year as a member, being involved with BNI, and closing in on my 10th year as an executive director. And I still remember nearly 10 years ago when I was visiting a chapter meeting, and I won't give names, but I was visiting a chapter meeting, and a word was used not once, but twice, and I'm sure I had the look of fear, shock, awe on my face when it was used both times. And the person who used it came up to me afterwards and basically apologized, but also said, you know, that's me. And okay, maybe, and probably, but if you knew it was wrong or knew that it impacted somebody because it wasn't just your chapter members in the audience. I was mm-hmm. visiting as a director, so it wasn't just your chapter members in the audience. You thought enough after the fact to go up and apologize.
Right.
You knew that it was wrong. You knew that a mistake had been made. So really being cognizant, and you know, this is, go back to member success program again. Practice.
Yep.
You've got to be prepared for your weekly presentation. You know, no more than 60 seconds. That practice doesn't take too long.
Nope.
Your feature presentation's a little bit different. But the more prepared you are for it, and I'm not saying memorize your speech, mm-hmm. prepare for it. When you prepare for it, you're less likely to use a term, a word that could offend somebody.
Yeah, because the person that apologized to you, he was just in the moment.
I never said he, but the person was in the moment.
Sorry. So a little more research that I did on this, I was watching a, it was like a video blog, so a vlog, I guess you call those. And it's Gary Vee, who, if you listen to Gary Vee, he swears a lot. And he was probably the main reason that this stood out to me, because I was introduced to him via a conference that I was at through BNI. And the very first podcast I listened to his was full of foul language. And I'm like, I don't know if I can promote this to our members. But he interviewed Tony Robbins. And Tony Robbins is an amazing speaker. He has a Netflix special you should watch. He is fantastic, very well respected. But rarely does he use that foul language when he is presenting, because once again, his audience. But Gary Vee did say behind the scenes when he was kind of preparing for this interview he was doing, Tony was cussing like a sailor. And that's fine. That's behind the scenes. But think of how well respected he is. And in front of his audience, he doesn't use that language. So I just think there's a big benefit to staying away from foul language, to staying away from that when you are giving a presentation, when you're focused on your credibility, when you're in an environment where credibility really does matter to you personally and to your business. Now, behind the scenes, at the bar, wherever, great. Speak how you will. That's perfect. That's who you are. But when you are in a public setting, doing public speaking, there's a huge benefit to respecting your audience and really trying to entertain to the masses. Versus just the sponsor.
And I would go even a step further than that. Even at the bar, at the social environment that you're in or at, you don't know who's around. And you don't know who's going to judge you when you make that emphatic sound, word, whatever it is. I grew up going to hockey games. And for those of you that are hockey fans, it gets crazy. And I was one of those fans that really got into the game. And I had a person say to me one time, well, is that how you want other people that see you and acknowledge you and remember you to think you are? And I realized I didn't have to stand out at a hockey game having fun to be credible, to have fun. And same thing goes with social environments like a wedding reception. I've been to countless wedding receptions where people probably think I am drunk. And you laugh because we all have a good time. We'll all have a drink here and there. And, you know, sometimes we have more than we should. But I would tell you 9 times out of 10 at a wedding reception, I can get out there without any drinks.
Yep.
I know one specific reception I was at, I had people saying, oh, do you guys need a ride home? I had not had a single ounce of alcohol to drink at that reception. Again, we're not condemning those of you that go out and have a good time. We all do it. We all use language that maybe we should or shouldn't. All of these things, regardless of your environment, can ultimately affect your credibility. You never know who's in the room.
Perfect. Perfect. So I think, could you call that kind of your closing statement?
I think so.
That really covered it all. That was pretty good. So for our members or for our listeners, once again, we want you to know that these podcasts are for members of BNI Heartland and members across the United States world. If we get global with this, I wouldn't complain by all means. So if there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@BNIHeartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, it's good to be back, right?
Absolutely.
We really enjoy this, so I'm happy we got some time to get this recorded here. And like I said, this has been a topic I wanted to touch on. So remember, there is a time and place for cussing, but public speaking is not always that best time. So with that, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.